Hello, and welcome to My Music. This is a music department podcast where members of the Waldingham community share with us three pieces of music that have importance in their life. Today's guest is Lucinda Banton. People, keep
on learning. I am delighted to share my choices of music with you. It has been such a hard task choosing my music, so I have decided to go with three genres that have meant something to me throughout my life so far. My love of music comes from a variety of factors, but the first piece of music I have chosen is from my childhood. I was particularly lively and chatty as a small child, so no real change there, and my sister and I used to love singing and dancing together. One of my mum's favourite stories about me is that as early as the age of two, every day I used to wake up at around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, go downstairs and give a full performance of Mary Poppins, Cinderella, The Jungle Book, to name a few. My parents tried to get me out of this habit, but it just wasn't worth the fight. And I have to thank them now because it has trained me beautifully for my love of dancing and performing in plays and musicals, which is now my main hobby. So here to start with is Home from the Disney musical Beauty and the Beast.
For Papa, I will stay, but I don't deserve to lose my freedom in this way, you monster. If you think that what you've done is right, well then, you're a fool.
My mum loves music, and we always had music on at home and in the car when we were growing up. Her favourite artists include the Beatles, Bruce Springsteen, U2, so naturally I can sing my way through a lot of their most famous songs. But today, I've chosen another artist that reminds me of my mum, Dusty Springfield. She would also be my artist of choice, should they ever bring back Stars in Their Eyes on the TV, if any of you actually remember that programme. So today, my second piece of music will be Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
Bye.
I learnt the flute and the piano at school from a very young age, and continued with music right the way through school. I was the only student studying music for A-level, and I had the best time. I had a very inspirational teacher who introduced me to lots of new music and gave me opportunities to explore composing, arranging, musical criticism and performing. We also spent one memorable lesson testing out a variety of whistles for Haydn's Toy Symphony, which then descended into chaos when we decided to put me in a double bass case just to see how I would measure up. I loved the subject so much that I chose to continue with it at university, where I studied a joint degree of music and languages. During my time there, I studied more musical theatre than anything else, which is probably my favourite genre of music, and my main instrument was my voice. But I still remember hearing this piece of classical music for the first time at A-level, and the emotion in the build-up at the end gave me shivers. It really made me appreciate fully how music without words can paint a picture and transport you to somewhere totally through the music alone. Here is my final piece of music from Elgar. It's Cello Concerto in E minor, played by Jacqueline Dupré.
Many thanks to today's guest, and I hope you'll join us again on the next episode of My Music. Teachers!